donate, and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. We're going to be playing a clip here for Tom Zawakowski, who's a good friend. And he's going to be telling you, what we've been saying here for a while, but it just, you're going to get it from a different perspective. So go ahead and play that clip.
My fellow patriots, this is Tom Zawistowski, president of the We the People Convention. And I'm recording this video today on June 9th, 2025, to bring to your attention the seriousness of what is currently happening in our country. I said in my podcast this past Saturday that we live in such a sea of lies that we don't even know 90% of what the hell is actually going on. And it is time for us to have clear eyes to see what is really going on. And I don't think we're seeing what's going on in LA and across the country clearly. And it's important that you see it clearly and then that you take action, because this is extremely significant. So let me put this in context, because again, we talked at our podcast last week about perspective. The bottom line is, what is going on in LA and around the country has nothing to do with deporting illegal immigrants. This is the start of a civil war. This has been planned for decades. This is funded by the communist Chinese. This is serious enough that you should be expecting President Trump to use every means possible, including all military options, to crush this rebellion, just as Abraham Lincoln had to do during the Civil War, where he arrested the governor of Ohio. He threatened to arrest the Supreme Court justices. He suspended habeas corpus, right? Why? Because the nation was in danger. Its survival was in doubt. What I need you to start screaming and talking to everyone you know is that this is not about deporting illegals. How do we know that? Well, you remember back in 2016 when Trump, surprised Hillary Clinton, who they were going to inaugurate to do what? To usher in socialism. Remember, she was a Democrat socialist. And she and Bill took millions from the communist Chinese. And so has Barack Obama, and so has Joe Biden, and so has Mitch McConnell, and everyone else in our politics. This is a plan by the communist Chinese to destroy America. Now, in 16, we surprised them. What did they do? They completely undermined the Trump administration, and then, to make sure he didn't win re-election, what did they do? They put together an army, Antifa and BLM. Oh, we're burning these cities down because George Floyd was murdered by a policeman. No, that wasn't why they did it. They did it to destroy President Trump's presidency and to make sure he didn't win. And how do we know that? Well, after they stole the election, what did we see? We saw news stories that said, if they didn't succeed in stealing the election in 2020, what you're seeing today was going to happen. They were going to use force. But then they were able to steal the election. Why? Because they gaslit President Trump and most of the American public, because they still controlled the media then. And they said, oh, President Trump, you'd be a thug, you'd be a dictator if you sent National Guard to keep Minneapolis from burning to the ground, or Columbus, or any other city. And he didn't do it. They still burned him to the ground. Why? Because it undermined his presidency as much as COVID did. So then they were able to steal the election and install what? A communist government. What were they doing? J-6ers, Trump supporters, Christians are domestic terrorists, and we're going to hunt you down and throw you in prison for years without any due process, without a change of venue, without using laws that aren't even meant for that, that the Supreme Court had to overturn. We're going to go after Mike Flynn and Steve Bannon and Navarro and all the rest of them. That ain't communism. You and I know we fought like hell because we knew if we did not win in 2024, our nation would be lost. So what did they do? Well, they imported 12 million people to create an army to destroy our country. That's what they did. They tell you, oh, no, this is just, you know, we believe in open borders. They are communists. They believe in the destruction of the United States. They have to destroy us or they cannot rule the world. So plan A was, oh, we'll import all these illegals into red states, register them to vote, and try like heck to basically steal the 2024 election. And we, through our hard work and efforts, stopped that. That was just plan A. What was plan B? Plan B was, if we didn't steal the election, and if Trump now is in power and could wipe us out, we have to go the next step, and that is create a revolution. This is the insurrection. What you're seeing in Los Angeles, in New York, in these cities where the lefties are talking about, oh, you know, they have a right to be here. It's all smoke and mirrors. Don't believe any of it. The goal is to destroy the United States. They're starting a civil war. And guess what? Of those 12 million people, remember the 30 to 40,000 military-aged Chinese who just came in and we don't know where they are. We didn't even know what questions to ask them, the Biden people told us, right? The communists who were letting the communists in. What do you think they're going to do now? You think they're not going to poison your water, blow up power plants, attack our airports or highways or something? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you, this is a call to action. You need to today message President Trump at whitehouse.gov and say, we demand that you use every military force necessary to crush this, to arrest Gavin Newsom and Maxine Waters and Cory Booker and all the other communist sycophants. They are trying to destroy your country, and they're using the commie psychology of saying, well, Trump's a dictator. Oh, if he arrests these illegals, who has every right to arrest, he's coming for you next. Gavin Newman said, Tom Homan, come on, come and arrest me. Yes, we do want him to be arrested. These are traitors. They're traitors. They're violating U.S. federal immigration law on purpose to overthrow our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, there's 425,000 National Guardsmen. There's 12 million illegals here that is their army to destroy us. And the president of Mexico is saying over the weekend, we want you to resist. We want you to fight. Those are my people. What are they doing in our country if they're her people? And how foolish do these judges, these lefty commie judges look, who said Trump can't use the Alien Immigration Act to deport these people because this isn't an invasion, Alien Invasion Act. Yeah, as you see, all kinds of people waving Mexican flags atop of burning police cars saying, oh yeah, we love Mexico, but how dare you throw us out and send us back to Mexico that we supposedly love? If that's not an invasion, what is it? Ladies and gentlemen, you need to be prepared. You need to talk to your congressmen, your senators, and House representatives, and your state officials, and make clear to them, this isn't 2020. We're not gaslit now. We understand what's really going on here, and we want you to use all the force necessary, including martial law, to stop this right now. arrest them all and deport them. President Trump needs to just suspend habeas corpus and tell the courts to go to hell. We need to arrest the judges. As Bongino used to say, cutesy time is over. They are serious. They want to kill us. They're trying to steal our nation. And it's not a TV show. And you can't treat it like it's a TV show. You've got to get ready for war. Because we are at war right now, today, on June 9th, 2025, with Communist China, which has successfully infiltrated our nation with millions of their military forces. Okay? Is this clear? Can you talk to your friends, family? Can you call in the radio shows? Can you write to influencers and say, wake up, be ready? Because when Donald Trump acts and they're going to call him a dictator, you got to say, that's right. Just like Abraham Lincoln, he must do whatever it takes. You can't get gaslit. You can't be a coward. No mercy. They're trying to kill us. I just did a story in the podcast about them trying to poison our food. Wake up and wake up everyone around you. This is serious. And here's the deal, kids. It's real simple. They're going to do this to try to stop the Trump domestic agenda. They're going to try to stop the Senate from passing the big, beautiful bill. Because why? It defunds them. It stops the communist takeover of the United States. And then Lindsey Graham and Blumenthal and the other commies in the House and Senate are trying to keep the wars going to bankrupt us. Remember George Bush Sr. or George Bush Jr., George W.? He had a whole domestic plan to make America better. And then 9/11 happened and his presidency was destroyed. Do you understand? This is what they're doing now. They're going to destroy the Trump presidency from within and from without. They want him to attack Iran. They want China to attack Taiwan. They want war. The way to stop war is what? Peace through strength. What does that mean? That means you crush these sons of in the streets and round them up by the thousands and deport them. And it doesn't matter what the hell some lefty court says. And you make it clear to China that if you invade Taiwan, we will nuke you. Mutually assured destruction needs to come back. Peace through strength means showing strength. Get on your knees and pray to God that we can have the strength and the courage to act as our forefathers did after just celebrating the anniversary of D-Day last week. You should be scared to death. You should be angry. You should be ready to fight with all your might, with all you've got. If I have to volunteer to go fight these people, I, Tom Zawistowski, will do it. Because we have to, or we're done as a nation. They're trying to extinguish the West. And this isn't about illegals and deportation. This has been a 50-year plan, and they almost had us last November, and we escaped their trap, and now they're just going all in because it's now or never for them, and it's now or never for us. I hope you found this message useful. I hope you will share it everywhere, on every social media, in every email. Text it to people, family and friends, because we have to wake up right now because we are at war. There's a civil war going on right now, and we've got to win it. And Donald Trump needs all of our support to do so. May God bless you, God bless President Trump, and God bless America. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty, we're back. And here, I gotta say, Ken, you know, I agree with him, except for the part about the nuclear, to nuke China. You know, China can afford, you know, the way that their leaders, they really don't put much value in human life at all.
No, not at all.
They could afford to lose a lot of their people and the leaders. And believe me, they have underground bunkers there in China. They're prepared. They've been preparing for a civil war for a long time, or for a nuclear war. And Russia, too. And Russia also, they have a huge, huge city under Moscow where it's all set up for all your big brass to go to in case of a nuclear war.
Yeah, we have those too, but unfortunately, we're not invited.
Yeah, I know. It's only for him. And so here, we have to, again, you know, this is what we've been talking about here. People, like he said, you know, it's always been that the very few of us, the very small percentage of us, have been fighting the whole battle for the rest of the country. And we're coming to the point where they can't do that now. The battle's gotten too big, and they can't depend upon, you know, the 10% of us to continue fighting for the rest of the country, can they?
No.
So everybody's got to do their part. You can't say, well, you know, I'll let the activists take care of that, right? No, because there's not enough of us. Everybody's got to, or we're going to lose it. Okay.
See, a lot of people thought their job was over after November.
Yeah, well, if our country's still here and we have midterms, boy, I'm going to tell you, shame on anybody. You know, any Republican that doesn't go out and vote in the midterms, in my opinion, are worthless. You know, they better let me know it, because I'm going to tell you, we have. Everybody's got to show up. And he's right about what he's saying. This has been coming on for, this has been being planned for a very, very long time. They've got two things coming up for the 14th of this month. They're planning on the protests all around the country. You got, again, like I said, you got the president of Mexico. And you've got them encouraging in Mexico, saying, let's take back, you know, let's go in and take back, I'm trying to remember the name of what they call the five states, you know, that is a part of Mexico. So they still believe that Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, and California are still parts of Mexico. And I remember listening, hadn't been that long ago, we had some of those professors in the universities there in Mexico talking about that's our property. We're going to get it back in the future. It'll come back to Mexico. This is what they're saying. And so, and again, remember, you know, we've got our neighbors to the north aren't as friendly as they used to be. The people are, but not the government. And so, you know, we're kind of surrounded by hostiles, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if Trump got his way, it would be the greatest thing for America if we'd be able to incorporate Canada and Greenland, and then let's throw Mexico in there as well, and just make it the North American continent, the United States, and that would secure us big time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That would be one way, you know. But well, we've got this battle coming up, and we've got to win this battle, and so people got to show up. Now they're going to see it. I mean, believe me, those in Mexico and Canada, if they see the American people standing up, they'll stand down. Meanwhile,
well that too. But I think Canada would be a little easier. Mexico, you've still got to deal with all the cartels. Canada would be a little easier, but they do have a lot of liberals up there as well. I mean, look who they they keep electing.
Yeah.
If those are fair elections.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you never know it these days. You really don't know.
When you have communists in charge of the government, there's not going to be honest elections. It's, you know, and this is why Trump was right when he said it's got to be too big to rig. Just like this last one, you know, believe me, it was not, you know, the funny part about this, you have the Democrats are saying that Trump rigged the election. You know, remember what Karl Marx said, always accuse the opposition of whatever crime you're committing, always accuse that. And now they're also saying that Trump has caused their TDS, their Trump Derangement Syndrome, Trump is causing them to go crazy. I think they were crazy before Trump, right?
Absolutely.
And so,
I mean, they're the reason why we've got Donald Trump as president, because of what they've done to this country through the years of Obama, and then again with Biden. Trump said all along that he really didn't want to run for president, and the only way he would do it is if he thought it got so bad that the people in charge were that stupid and complete idiots and bad for the country. That'd be the only way that he would do it.
Yeah.
I mean, he was saying that in the 80s.
Yeah, he didn't need that. He had, you know, he was doing very well without that, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Living the life, you know. I mean, the billionaire life. He can do anything he wanted. He retire at any time, go golfing any time he wanted, you know, spend the rest of his life with his family and not have to worry about anything. And he could have done that and gave that all that up to try to save this country.
Well, we all got to do our part. Do you know who Chris Murphy is?
No, not off the top of my head.
He's a Democratic senator, and he's a communist. He's urging people to the Democrats to continue to commit insurrection out there. Why they were so angry? What erupted there? ICE agents, how dare them? They had arrested a number of child rapists they'd arrested, a couple murderers, convicted murderers. And so here, you know, the Democrats, you know, there's pedophilia is so rampant amongst the elite, Democrat elite today.
Mm-hmm.
They have gone completely, they're completely corrupt. I mean, there's nothing in that party now. They are just totally anti-Christ. You know, they hate God. They hate America. They hate freedom. They hate all that are good, okay? Like the scripture says, they will hate those that are good, okay?
Well, I don't think all of them are completely insane. Most of them are. But I don't think all of them are completely insane. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman tweeted out, I unapologetically stand for free speech, peaceful demonstration, and immigration. But this is not that. This is anarchy and true chaos. My party loses the moral high ground when we refuse to condemn setting cars on fire, destroying buildings, and assaulting law enforcement. This guy's actually got a little bit of common sense.
Well, I know. That's why he doesn't belong in that party.
He does not, no.
And those in the party are saying that they don't recognize him as a Democrat anymore. And this Karen Bass, now she's a Democrat. That's the mayor there, along with Governor Newsom. And they've basically given their approval of the rioting and the insurrection. They're claiming that Trump's responsible for all the burnings of the buildings, the breakings of the windows, the destruction, attack on the police department, the burning of all the cars, the insurrection. They're claiming that Trump is responsible for the insurrection.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to uphold law and order. And, right. And they refuse to do it.
And here, you know, and here they need to arrest these people. They need to arrest Governor Newsom. They need to arrest these. This is, they're promoting insurrection here. I know Maxine Waters. I know she's older than that, but she, you know, what she has done. Remember, I mean, I very clearly remember her standing and saying she was going to take Trump out. I'll take him out. You know, she's saying, she was telling people to go out and get in the faces of all the Republicans.
Did you see the latest video with her?
Uh-uh.
She tries to get into, I believe it was an ICE building. She tries to get in, and they slam the door on her face.
Yeah, she looks like she's had a number of doors slammed in her face. Yeah. Here's a good article from the Daily Caller. Democratic Representative Mad Maxine Waters claimed claimed today. No violence took place in Los Angeles, despite footage showing cars being set on fire, at least one attack on federal agents. Well, I've been sitting here watching. I've had the screen on, and now the Marines are there, and they're getting these one by one. They're running them down and arresting them. They're going after them, and they should. But these people like Maxine Waters, you know, who are promoting, who telling people, get out there and keep rioting. You know, that's insurrection.
Yeah, and then they've got everything, all this planned for Saturday, Flag Day, which Trump's doing the 250th anniversary of the Army. He's doing the big parade. So they're going to try to counter that with riots in, like, every major city. Or they're calling them protests, but this is exactly what happened with the George Floyd riots.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here, what you're talking about, why, you know, there's something something different now, because, you know, in the past we've had our big parades in D.C., but we didn't have hundreds of tanks. I mean, Trump is doing what they do in China. He's doing what they're doing in North Korea and Russia with all of the military equipment. You know, he's bringing all the tanks and everything in. Is there more to it than just the parade?
I don't know, but I mean, there's some theatrics to it, because he's having, I believe, every generation of soldiers' uniform will be represented, all the generations of tanks. So it's going to be it's supposed to be allegedly just a celebration of the Army, the 250 years of the U.S. Army. And then next year we'll have the 250th anniversary of the country itself. The U.S. Army is actually a year older than the country. So this is supposed to be a big celebration of that. But, I mean, who knows?
Yeah. Well,
all I'm saying is that if you're out and about on Saturday, just be careful, be cautious, keep your head on a swivel, and understand where you're at and know your surroundings.
Well, they're going to be having, you know, just like the thing this country has to do, first and foremost, they got to call on God. They really have to.
Without a doubt.
They really need to wake up, you see. They will call on God when things are bad. When it's their house that's on fire or their family members getting killed, then they'll pray to God. But not until then. You know, most people are going to say, well, you know, as long as it's not affecting me out here, I'm just going to go about my life. And
no, this country needs to wake up and start praying now, if you haven't already. If you're not already praying to God for this country, you need to start.
Yeah. And they're saying, well, those say, well, that's just in the cities. Let them burn the cities down. I don't care. I don't live in the city. You know, but what's going to happen is it's going to spill out here.
Yeah, where do you think they go next?
Yeah. And so people better awaken. People really better awaken. Be prepared to take their stand. And, you know, I know, you know, you have the militias. You have the Tea Party movements. I know we have, but we need to be more organized, because our opposition, the Communist Party, those people are organized. You and I know they're planning all these meetings. And they're planning on burning down the cities. But we have to push back and push back hard, don't we?
Absolutely.
All right, we're up against the break. We'll be back right after this.
A little girl lay dying 8 years old. She said, I want to see the preacher. So they left them alone. Will you make me a promise? She said as he walked in. He said, tell me what I can do. She said this to him.
The pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Heaven, they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them all you've done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them.
She said, I know I'm dying, but that's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about mom and dad? I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?
Tell mom and dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above, how they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
She said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, promise me you'll tell them. As she faded off to sleep, he said, sweetheart, don't worry. And that's a promise that I'll keep.
About Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
All right, we're back. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. It's a good idea. I got a letter here, Kenny.
Real quick, Pastor, before we get to that, we got a call. Someone wanted to know who was that we had in that clip. It was Tom Zawakowski.
Zawakowski, yeah.
How would you say that again?
Zawakowski. Yeah.
Okay, and what was his website, his group?
He's the head of the Tea Party movement out there in Portage County, and he also was the head of that organization. He mentioned the Freedom, the Constitution, or what is it? I'm trying to think of the name of his, the First Amendment people or whatever. Not the First Amendment, the... that organization he belongs to, it's one of the constitutional groups. But you can find him out there in Portage County. Go up on the internet or just go Tom Zawakowski. And everybody refers to him as Tom Z.
Tom Z, yeah.
you know, if they want to just call the Republican Party headquarters out there in Portage County, they'll be glad to give the people that information.
Okay.
In fact, he's got a daily radio program, I believe, but I'm trying to remember what stations it's on. Okay.
Okay, it's Tom Zawiskowski, Z A W I S T O W S K I.
Okay, is that?
It's a strong Irish name.
Yeah. Okay, you got it right. Okay. Let me see here. I think that's the correct spelling. Okay, here it is. Z O W I K O W S K I. Okay. And let me see. I'll tell you the organization in just a minute he belongs to. So the folks out there should be able to pick it up. Just one second here where I'll pull him up. That clip we played. And it tells you right in the beginning. He tells you the organization he's with right in the beginning. And wouldn't you know it's not working? You have it there on your end.
Yeah, I'll you can go to the next article. I'll listen to it real quick and get that info.
Okay. I've got a letter here that I've got, and I believe this letter. And the reason I believe this letter is because it happened to so many other people, so many pro-lifers, so many Christians, people like me, that they were coming after when under the Biden regime. Biden put the word out, go after the Christians. Merrick Garland, Chris Ray, these people need to go, they need to be in jail for what they did. He writes, he says, my name is Daniel Edward Kovacics. It's K-O-V-A-C-I-C. Kovacic is the way it's pronounced. I am a regular listener to your radio program and a believer in the Lord. I need your help. I was politically active and did volunteer in 1099 work for the Ohio Republican Party and for Trump's 2020 campaign and J.D. Vance's 2022 Senate campaign. I protested in person against drag shows for children and drag queen story hours. And I did Right to Life silent rallies. I was not engaged in any criminal activity whatsoever. Yet, the FBI unjustifiably labeled me as a national threat, bond level 1. Now, I believe this because, again, it happened to so many other people. Which it says identifies critical threats facing the nation that require immediate and comprehensive action. These acts taken included the government implementing an intense, sophisticated daily campaign of using Stasi KGB-like tactics to inspire fear and paranoia and run my life off the rails. Then in August of 2023, I was falsely accused of being in a five-hour barricaded standoff with police and SWAT. I have been locked up in federal holding for one charge of mere possession of a firearm. Since I was never barricaded or in any way engaged in a standoff for any amount of time, I wasn't even aware that the police were outside. And the officers in charge knew this at all the time. Yes, I can prove all of this and more pretty easily. Despite the numerous lies told by the government, they told this lie possibly to have me killed as the SWAT snipers and assault and gas teams were positioned around my house for several hours. All officers being lied to by their superiors, who knew I was unaware of the police presence outside. They also used the false narrative of a barricaded standoff to buy time and leverage pressure to obtain warrants for my arrest and to search the condo I was in. I can prove police lied about planted and tampered with evidence, including on the warrant affidavit. A federal prosecutor has a duty to acknowledge and correct the perjured affidavits. I've gone to great lengths to defend the lies contained in them and obscure the obvious plain truth. In the months leading up to the false SWAT standoff, government agents and for the proxies frequently broke into my house and car, heckled all of my election devices. Hacked. I guess that's hacked all of my election devices, including even my thermostat. They would turn the heat on and up to 80 degrees in the summertime, all for harassment and torture purposes. The government has worked hard to silence and discredit me. The return address on the envelope is another inmate's. All of my communications like this are blocked by them. Well, you see, that happens a lot to political prisoners, and that's the very first thing when I saw that I noticed there was two different names, and I figured that was the reason I was right. Mm-hmm. I am positive that if Trump's people take a good look at all of this and more and talk to me, I will be freed from this political persecution. This is why I need your help. Goes on to say, if you could help get attention to this matter, any way, connections, by the connections you know how or have, that would be great. I am absolutely okay with you reading this letter on air, and as there's so much more I have to say. I can write more weekly about what I've gone through. I welcome all questions or concerns. I have absolutely nothing to hide. What the government did to me went for far beyond mere surveillance. I've told many people what they were doing and must have cost at least 100,000 each week, as it was a nonstop 24/7 campaign of stalking, hacking, and harassment. I told these people prior to the false standoff that I feared I would soon be killed or framed for some crime. That is why I smiled in my mugshot when I looked out and saw the large SWAT army outside, and they told me that they never knocked or rang the doorbell. It finally happened. They tried to kill me. Now, he goes on to say, so folks, this would be a good time for you to get a pen and paper if you can. I'm going to give you his address because he's asking for anyone who can write him, would like to write him. He would be and give more information. And this would be, a good time for you to get a pen and paper. Again, his name is Daniel Edward Kovacic. His last name is spelled K-O-V-A-C-I-C. His last name is spelled K-O-V-A-C-I-C. And his address, he is at the prison I used to visit for years at Ohio Penitentiary. And the address there is 2240, that's 2240 Hubbard Road. That's 2240 Hubbard Road, Youngstown, Ohio. The zip is 44505, 44505. Again, his number, you have to put his inmate number on the letter, 796-27510. Again, his inmate number is 796-27510. I'm including in this text from SWAT negotiators proving that I went in a standoff and an FBI log with the threat of destruction, although the classified files on what I need are what I need help getting. Thank you for all for all you do. Keep fighting the fight, Dan. Well, Dan, keeping, if you could, you know, keep a correspondence with me. We'll see what we can do to help you. And I do have what he's talking about here from the Federal Bureau of Investigations. It's that paperwork and it's time-stamped everything like he says. So,
unbelievable.
Yep. Well, that happens a lot. There's a lot more political prisoners in this country than you can believe. Believe me, I know. But we're at that time that we get to every night at this time.
Yeah, real quick, I do have Tom Z's website. It is wethepeopleconvention.org. That's wethepeopleconvention.org.
Okay. Give it one more time.
wethepeopleconvention.org. That's all one word. wethepeopleconvention.org.
And folks out there, if you write him or you send him, if you contact him, tell him you heard him here on this radio program. He's an old friend of mine. And so, with that, how much time do we have there?
About 6.5 minutes.
Well, 6.5 minutes. Do you think that's enough time to tell people the most important thing? Because, you know, this country, you know, we may be going to war. Maybe all the comfort zone may be completely gone for a lot of people out there. And this is why, again, folks, the country needs, we need repentance, first of all. And what do we repent of? A lot of people, folks, have not been obedient to God. A lot of people have just been living for themselves out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it reminds me, I got a letter I put in my pocket here to read. And as I was going through here, let me just read this one real quick. It says, "Dear Pastor Sanders, please find my enclosed donation here. This is the wrong letter here. The letter I was going to read was that, maybe I got that one, was one that someone wrote me saying, I'm one of those people that have been listening to you for years and that I've never donated. Well, I'm donating now. And you got to me, my conscience. But anyhow,
good.
We're getting to the point where the most important thing that you can do is call the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because, folks, again, I know a lot of people don't believe in absolutes, but there are absolutes. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And folks, believe me, you're going to find a lot of them in God's Word, the Bible. And the long and the whole short of that is that everybody out there listening to me, they're listening to me because they're alive. But every single person that's alive today are not going to be alive for long, because the Bible says that this life is like a vapor that appears before an instant. It's really gone. And when you get to be my age, you realize how fast time is gone by. I mean, it's really gone by fast. And so what I'm telling you here, my number one goal, my duty here as a pastor, what I've done all these years, even as not just a pastor, but as a Christian, folks, all you Christians out there, you are required, God has expectations of us. He really does. We have obligations to Him. You're obligated. If you're a Christian out there, you are obligated to witness the gospel to people. So many people never even hand out a gospel tract, and boy, that's a real shame, folks, because that's what God made you for, to be obedient to Him. But here's the thing. If you're listening to me and if you have never made that decision for the Lord Jesus, if you have never asked Him to be the Lord of your life, you don't want to run out of tomorrows. You know, a lot of people are going to do that. by this exact time tomorrow, millions of people that are in the world today, millions that are in the world today won't be here tomorrow. You see, that's right. Over the night, their soul will be required of them. Their soul, see, it's not their call. It's God's call. It's God's call. And so the vast majority of them, I would probably say 90% of them, you know, have no intentions of dying. But it's not their call. And you know, it's not a tragedy to die. Everybody's going to die. The tragedy is to die in your sin, unforgiven. Mm-hmm. It don't get any worse than that because it can never be undone. Right, Ken?
Absolutely.
And so, folks, here's what you do. Jesus made it clear. First of all, he did for you what you could never do for yourself. Remember that. He died a substitutionary death. He did for you what you could never do for yourself. And now here's what he's telling you. Look, I'm giving you a get-out-of-hell-free card. I did the work for you. What you got to do is this. You got to first pray to the Father. You got to pray to the Father. You've got to ask for forgiveness of sin. You're a sinner. And the good news is only sinners can get saved. And you got to ask for forgiveness. You got to repent and ask for forgiveness. And once you've done that, you know, and you're sincere, and if you want to know how sincere you can be, just think of the horrors of that lake of fire, and you'll really want to get out of that. You're really sorry for your sins. And then you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life. Here's where you go. He's got to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, all of your life. Number one, he's got to be one before everything else, folks. Remember, he esteems you higher than himself when he took your place upon the cross. And so you've got to place him number one for mother, father, sister, brother. He's got to be first in your life. And if you've done that, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you'll be on your way to immortality. You will become on your road to immortality. Now, how do I know all that? Well, you've got God who cannot lie. It's in his word. And we're coming up to the end of the program tonight. So, as we do when we get here every night at this time, we want to say to all you, thanks for being here. Thanks for coming and being with us tonight. I hope you take what you heard very seriously. Mm-hmm. And remember, good night. God bless. And always, always, always keep fighting the fight. Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.